These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. I'm Michelle Weber.
And I'm Lauren Davis.
And we have a very special guest today, one that we like to refer to as above the line, top of the call sheet, number one on,
number one on the call sheet, baby.
You have seen him interview like a million different A-listers and every single housewife you can imagine. He is on TikTok. You've seen his tweets. They're iconic. And I cannot believe that he has agreed to do this show. He also has his own podcast, Gabbing with Gib. And we are so excited to have him. Gibson Johns, everybody. Welcome, yay! Gibson.
Wow, what an intro. You know, the A-listers I've interviewed, the housewives are the A-listers. So it's, I know. Yeah. In my world.
Yeah.
100%. I'm so much more nervous. Like, you know, if I see John Hamm at a coffee shop, I'm like, whatever.
Who
but then seeing
cares?
Meredith Marks, I'm like,
Now, if shaking. I see Don Draper at a coffee shop, I would say something to him. See something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, you're kind of his type. Brunette, unstable, beautiful.
I've also lied about my past.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So, Gibson, so how, like, what was your first entrance into the world of Housewives, Bravo? Like, what was the first franchise you watched?
I mean, luckily for me, my TV, the TV in my house was always on growing up. So my mom had Queer Eye for the Straight Guy on. Like, that was kind of pre-Housewives Bravo.
Yeah.
I remember that and Project Runway being on a lot. And so when Housewives kind of first came onto the scene, we were already watching Bravo. And so we started, I really have earliest memories watching New York and Atlanta, probably.
Ooh.
Those are the two that were the biggest hits in our house. But so I've been there. OC, I wasn't really there from the beginning back then, but otherwise, we were sort of locked in, kind of across
locked the
board.
Locked and loaded, the East Coast Housewives, Atlanta,
New York. Yeah, and then like, I feel like a little later was Beverly Hills and New Jersey, like in just in terms of my consciousness of it. But yeah, I've always been watching them. And then I would say like in college, like I sort of like, I didn't dip out completely, but I was way less sort of plugged in those years. But then obviously once I started my career, then it was like full throttle.
Yeah.
You came back
really
home.
Leaning in.
You came back home.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, take me home, Nene.
Yeah. And I never left. It was just like, you know, and you get sidetracked. During
you get sidetracked. You have to
and you don't have cable a lot of the time.
Exactly. Like, that's why I was like using my, I was using my parents' cable password. Still am sometimes.
Still
so,
am.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
So who are some of your, like, favorite housewives to interview?
Favorite housewives to interview? I'm trying to think because it's funny because some of them are, like, very media trained, like, tune in, you know, like, wait and see kind of vibe, which is, like, not a good interview. I think that some of the best ones, like, Crystal Khong Minkoff comes to mind because she was just, like, so kind of open and she... was, you know, because usually there's like a PR person on the line listening into an interview. And so if like if the person speaks out of turn or like says too much fourth wall breaky kind of stuff, then, you know, they step in. But Crystal was always able to do so, like talk about that kind of stuff in a way that like, you know, was on the line but never crossed it. And so it felt really interesting. It kind of felt special and different from what we got from her on the show. And she's somebody also who I always felt was like cooler outside of the show and just like never got to show that side because the other women didn't really get her.
Same. Yeah.
So that she comes to mind from recently.
And that interview, I think that did like prove to a lot of people that it's like, oh man, she would have been great on the show if they would have given her more of a chance, but they kind
100%.
Of iced her out
it's
as
so
like the
hard.
Millennial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, it was COVID and she like, she got stuck with like the losing her friend group kind of thing. And just like, she never fully like was able to be her full self, I don't think. And I kind of feel like it, currently like watching her with the podcast with Cynthia and just like her social media activity, I'm like, now
the
she
Ashley
feels so much
Tisdale
more confident. She feels so much more confident. And like, I just feel like you know, in my dream world, like she comes back in a year mm-hmm. or two and like is much more emboldened, you mm-hmm. know?
Do you think she would if they asked her?
So I think that she's, I've picked up, they're filming the Jeff Lewis show, I think, right now. And she's mm-hmm. like become sort of like part of that universe. Mm-hmm. I think she might be filming in some capacity with them Ooh. From what, just like from like little thing. I don't know that for a fact, but it looks like that's happening. So I think that she's down for reality TV. So yeah. maybe like depending on how the hell that goes, again, it could just be like a couple of film scenes here and there. But I kind of think that she would. I think she just wants a little bit more time away.
Right. And I don't think that she would be the new like Jenny from Jeff Lewis.
No. I don't really know what capacity she would be involved in, like, unless like the Jeff Lewis show is sort of like also focused on his radio show and like the chumps of it all.
That's right.
She's like
yeah.
she's on his radio show like all the time. Mm-hmm. So she's definitely yeah. there, not part of the like interior design stuff.
Right.
But
mm-hmm. yeah.
That would be interesting if it's like a Jeff Lewis version of Frasier. You know, where it's like yeah. making the... Uh-huh.
But he's calling... Yeah, you call in for... I mean, I hope nobody's calling in asking him for advice.
Oh, God.
Listen, I was at that Bravo Q&A that he did with Andy. It was weird.
Tense.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very. Mm,
yeah. Yes. Oh, could you... Because, I mean, it was... not to go veer off too much, but it just watching it at home, like, I was like... You know, even just seeing clips of it on like TikTok and everything, it was like, oh, that's a little uncomfortable. But maybe in the room, it felt a little lighter.
No,
but I guess it didn't.
Because the point of like the Ask Andy things is just to, like, get all the tea, like let the fans like ask like really direct, like random questions for things they've been wondering about or whatever. And then he just like kept veering it back to himself and like being very shady and just like it was mm-hmm. very off, very off.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that there's a little bit of a schism happening just because I feel like Jeff Lewis is also part of like he always brings the focus back to like, we want rich, we want luxury,
yeah,
we
exactly.
want. And I'm like, I know that there is like Beverly Hills has great ratings and that's mm-hmm. a huge part of why a lot of viewers feel that way. But like a lot of us just want entertainment.
We
want
to be entertained.
Know?
Yeah. So like who maybe not your favorite to interview, but who like do you love to watch on screen? Like who's your like top five maybe housewives?
I was just talking about this, sort of like trying to understand like why we're drawn to the housewives that we're all drawn to, because I think it's so interesting that we watch these ensemble shows and like we all have, it's really amazing how we all have like different people that we're drawn to. But I was kind of trying to connect it. Like I love watching like a Lisa Barlow, a Dorit, a Karen Huger, like somebody who like mm-hmm. lacks a little bit of self-awareness perhaps mm-hmm. on screen, but they have a lot of confidence and mm-hmm. There's sort of like a cockiness, confidence to it that I really appreciate. And I find that those types of people also will have like really good one-liners. And I'm always drawn to like, I love like a really good confessional moment.
I know.
Or like a really
yeah.
good, like, and so I love like a good confessional artist. So those three were coming to mind during conversation earlier today that I was having. Who else do I love? I mean, pretty much everybody on OG New York. You know, I'm trying to think who else. I mean, I love like a Portia or a Nene or Phaedra.
Yes.
Like, I just, I like the really big personality
types
who are funny.
Yes.
And also, you have to make me laugh. Like, if
yes,
you're not funny.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah. If you're not funny, then it's hard for me. Yes.
That's what's hard with us. I think Lauren and I talk a lot about like Beverly Hills. It's just like, I don't laugh.
It's not that. No, yeah. Beverly Hills is not a funny franchise.
It's not funny.
It's not known for its humor. And we have our couple, you know, Kathy and Jennifer Tilly kind of requisite moments, which are great. And they do a lot of heavy lifting. They're a little bit like predictable one note, I think, at this point. Like, we've mm-hmm. seen it. I still like them. But, you know, and that's sort of why I like Dorit on that show, because she sort of stepped into the first of all, she was originally funny in a really unintentional way. That's
the
what
accent.
I thought. Like, yeah, yeah, exactly. And just like the way that she, like her, you know, carcass out, like the
oh,
accent,
yeah.
like just like
carcass
she
out.
And being late, yeah. like all those things, like that was not intentional humor. But now I think she is sort of being a little bit more knowingly funny now that she sort of stepped into this like post-divorce, like mm-hmm. cunty, like cursing, smoking
cigs. A cigarette.
I think that is pretty, you know, conscious on her part. And I think it's working for me.
Mm-hmm. And then going to parties and being like, my husband's an alcoholic.
yeah, exactly.
And I also did love her Like the last time I think I laughed on Beverly Hills really was the Denise Richards like famous dinner party.
Your jacket is upside down.
And Denise, no, it's not. Don't do this.
Denise, talk about somebody who's unintentionally funny a lot.
Oh, bring her back. I would love to see her back.
Oh, isn't she coming back? I thought she filmed for this season.
I think she did.
She filmed at least a scene. Yeah. I don't know like what capacity it is. Mm-hmm. I think we're definitely going to hear about the Aaron divorce stuff a little
bit. Right, we have to. Woof, dude.
Yeah.
I know.
Rough stuff. But on happier note, the OGs from New York City are getting their own show again, but on a completely different network. Mm-hmm. Did you see the like promo for it? I thought we'd get a trailer. It was just them doing cameos separately.
Yeah, it was pretty low budget, wasn't it?
It was very, it was very low rent.
Yeah. Here's the thing: like, I'm really excited for it just because like it is something that we've all been wanting, right? It's not coming in the form that we perhaps wanted it in. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to just have those women back together on screen, like. Mm-hmm. It's funny that reaction the other day I felt like was, it's just so classic Bravo fans because it's like we've been like criticizing Bravo for years about how the reboot's not working, bring back the OGs. And then the moment the OGs get a show, because it's not like on Bravo, Real Housewives of New York, the full group, we're not going to watch this. You know, it's like it's so classic. Yeah. And I nobody has any obligation to watch it. And it's probably not going to be as good as Housewives. It's actually, it's not going to be as good as Housewives.
No, but I think it's exciting to see them again on screen.
Totally. Totally. I think the things, the questions that I have are like, it's going to be in Palm Beach, which like.
Yeah. So it's going to be Florida. I kind of wonder if Bethany's going to show up.
She posted the TikTok. I know. I feel like maybe Jill could like rope her into it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like she's saying now that she's not going to be part of it, that she basically wishes them well. But
she tries to get out and it pulls her back in.
It's not Bravo.
It's not Bravo. It could happen. Honestly, the biggest thing that gives me pause about it, though, is just like the production element of it, which is like, I think people really underestimate, like Andy always calls it the Bravo wink, which is just like that sort of
je ne sais quoi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like just, it's kind of hard to pin down, but it's just like an element that all Bravo shows have because of editing and how they treat it in post. And like,
the editors are like second, they're the best in the biz.
Like you could argue that like having these five women at a dinner table is going to result in amazing TV regardless, and I probably would agree with that to some extent, but it's going to feel different. And E has not had like a hit reality show that I have really liked in a very long time. And they have like a little bit more of a glossy feel.
Yes.
So I don't know. But I'm obviously going to watch it. Like, come on, please.
I know. I have to. Yeah. I just want to see what Jill's going to be up to. Like if Allie's going to show up, she's not going to take Allie to that camp anymore.
You think Allie's not going to show up?
Allie's
on the front lines. You know, they want to promote that tie-dye COVID mask.
We love that. No, I was like going to email her the other day and was like, her email is like @ Jill Zarin or something. Like Allie's,
family office.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zarin Fabrics.
Mm-hmm. Creaky R.I.P. joints at zarinfabrics.com. Okay, so
so enough about the Housewives.
Let's get into this premiere of Summer House season 10.
Season 10. Wow.
I know.
Wow, Bethany, wow.
Looking back on a decade of Summer House.
Wow. There goes my seasonal depression lifting away.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I was nervous because, you know, we don't have Paige anymore. Yeah. I knew Lindsay wasn't going to be on the premiere episode, really. We'd have a lot of new blood. So I was concerned. But I have to say, I actually enjoyed this episode. I was surprised how much I liked it.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was a great premiere. And I think especially given what you just said, like, Paige is obviously off the show. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if Lindsay was going to be on the premiere or not, but you know, you lost two of the biggest stars and biggest personalities for this hour of TV, and it's I think it was still pretty damn
it's
good.
Really,
like,
yeah,
like good. You can really feel, obviously the Kyle and Amanda stuff we'll get into, but like that is so, it's so Kyle and Amanda forward. There are so mm-hmm. many breadcrumbs in this mm-hmm. Episode. The editors, I think, did a really good job of like
yes.
emphasizing these moments
yeah.
mm-hmm. That otherwise probably would have been left on the cutting room floor. Mm-hmm. And also you can really feel the other people like consciously, and I mean this in like a complimentary way, like bringing the good vibes and wanting to like kind of step up, particularly mm-hmm. Sierra, I think.
Yes.
I'm obsessed yeah. with her. I was obsessed. I've always been obsessed with her. I always thought she's such a talent. Also, I'm just so yes. happy for her career, like growth, like the last
amazing.
Few years she's mm-hmm. doing red carpets, but I'm always amazed when I see her. I'm like, you're somehow like more stunning than even like 5 minutes ago. I have no idea how she does it, but she's also just like really entertaining to watch. I was like, also like, what is it going to be like watching Sierra in bed without Paige? But it was still really good with just her and Amanda in bed.
I agree. Yeah. I wasn't like, something's missing. Like, I never felt like that.
Yeah.
And also they acknowledged that Paige was missing mm-hmm. too.
Yes,
I think
that
that's like sometimes yeah. on these shows, like they just like kind of act like the person just disappeared and mm-hmm. like we yeah. will never acknowledge them. Like,
yeah.
I like that they were like, you know,
she's gone.
trying to work through Paige not being there, you know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah. We're all trying to process it. Even
yeah,
Jesse Solomon was
us.
Like,
yeah.
I'll try to be Paige. It's like, get out
yeah.
of here.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and just acknowledging like, okay, we all have to step up, like anyone who's not a newbie, and feel like a group of mm-hmm. friends. Like, I'm so glad Bravo is okay with breaking the fourth wall a little now, because it just helps so much with cohesion not to have like some kind of crazy backstory reason mm. why we're all going to get along mm. now, you know.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
all going to get along. We're all moving into this house. Yeah.
Yeah, they've done a good job at sort of, again, sort of like towing that line on Summer House. Mm-hmm. Like they let, especially I think with the Kyle and Amanda stuff, like we're acknowledging like the fans and a Page Six story that was squashed
yes.
and like mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like those are things that like are really casual like acknowledgments of the fact that they are public figures and
mm-hmm.
this is a show.
Mm-hmm. They have fans,
but it still feels
yes.
natural. It still feels really,
yes. yeah.
you know?
It feels, well, because it's, I'm glad Bravo now like breaks the fourth wall, because this is actually their real life. If we want to hear about
yeah.
their real life, you know, it's like mm-hmm. they're not like going to a 9-to-5, you know, like Lindsay doesn't own a PR firm mm-hmm. anymore. You know?
I think they are going to pretend that that's real in the show that's coming up. But it's just, you know, like the way that Sir is real, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But so this episode opened with like, you know, everybody is getting in the car in their, you know, respective cars to get to the share house. So Sierra's driving and she picks up like two of the new girls. It was Levi and Bailey. And okay, did Levi look exactly like Olivia Rodrigo to anybody else? I kept staring at her.
I
like,
see
oh
that.
My God,
I
that's
that.
What you look like. But she was yeah. really kind of quiet.
Well, you know what's yeah. so funny is that they replaced a Bailey and Alexi with another Bailey spelled differently and a
yeah.
Levi. Like, it's okay. like,
yeah, it's like, okay. I was like, I'm fine
three
with
letters.
This stuff. I was like, he looks so familiar, like a famous person, but then
it's
also
really
a
funny.
Replaced person. And then, so Bailey, yeah, Bailey's like, and I'm not the type of girl that would ever, you know, go into a share house. It's like, really? Because you look exactly like the type of girl that would.
That's funny.
You look exactly like that girl. And then they hop in the GMC, as we find out. Also, like, not to get too ahead, but I did notice a lot of, like, did you notice a lot of, like,
Product placement.
Like, Sierra's like, and our GMC is out front. And then there's a scene where Wes slaps, like, Jesse on the ass. And he's like, are those Skims? And then,
yeah,
we,
oh, yeah.
you know, we get to a Sweet Greens monologue.
Yes,
I was like, okay.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
Oh, you think Bailey wasn't broken up with it, Sweet Greens? She had a sponsorship
quite the monologue.
Deal. Well, we'll debate it later. So, yeah. So, and then also, Wes is with the new guy, CJ, driving in the other car. Mm-hmm. And Wes is like, look, everyone knows I'm from Missouri.
Yeah, everyone knows I'm
like,
a country bumpkin.
Does everyone know that? Like, I don't know. He was so, I think that it was the editing, but he was so,
trying to be a man of the people. Like, I'm just a country bumpkin from Missouri who's been living in New York City for a very long
yeah,
time.
I dumped Sierra because I don't know your city ways. Forgive
me,
please.
I know. And then he's like, this guy's just like me. He's also from Missouri and knows skateboard tricks. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are the same. So then they all meet up at the house, and Sierra is like, she's going to try to be nice to Wes.
Mm-hmm.
She talks with Jesse about it on his bed, and he's like, get your shoes off the bed. That's gross. And I was like, I think that's like, I'm a slob. I'm disgusting. But I do think shoes on the bed is a little
crossing
bridge
the
too
line
far for me.
And,
yeah.
You know, Jesse likes, he's the one who likes to suck toes, right? So it's very.
You know, it's bad if he's like, get those feet away
get
from my face.
Get those feet away from me.
No, I think he wanted her to take the shoes off so he
take
can get a head start.
Take those off so
you know
your
I mean?
Toes.
It was under the guise of
yes,
cleanliness, but it was
exactly.
Really.
He's a dirty, dirty boy indeed.
and they talk about how the new people are younger than them.
And we like remember that Sierra's like, I'm 29.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Other than Sierra, like a couple of them were born in 95, which was when Kyle first had oral sex, mm-hmm. which Amanda is
horrified,
embarrassed
by.
And grossed out. Yeah. That he shared.
Yeah. So, Gibson, is that like an icebreaker if you're meeting people for the first time? Is that a good thing to open with? Like, oh, yes, the year you were born, I got my dick sucked the first time.
You know what? I don't think classically it's not, you know, a good.
It's not classically. Okay.
But I do. And I also think it reminds them that Kyle's maybe
Kyle.
Older than he should be in the share house.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also think they're.
It's very
on
brand.
Like, well, I do. I do appreciate when like a vet sort of throws things out or like sort of hazes a little bit the new person just to see how they react to things. You know, I think it's kind mm-hmm. of like a, especially when you're like on a show like this, it's like it kind of is like, what are they gonna do with this? You know, like it's mm-hmm. kind of like. I think it's a little bit of a test to see, like, how are they going to yes. react? Do they have
yeah.
in them kind of thing?
Are you going to sink you or know? Swim? And Bailey says,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So when I was coming out of the womb, you were
yes.
having oral
yeah.
sex.
I think she handles it pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah. She's yeah. funny. Yeah.
I like Bailey overall. I think that she
I
has
do
a
too.
Nice,
I think,
I like her vibe.
Yeah. Levi's a little quiet, but it's,
yeah.
I think mm-hmm. it's just she's okay. an Olivia Rodrigo type and she's mm-hmm. she's going to write
right.
a song in her head.
Yeah. Just
vampire.
Wait till you hear her voice.
There's Sabrina and Olivia just
yes,
really
yes,
taking
yes.
on the summer house together.
Also, like, okay, do you guys know offhand what year you first had oral sex?
No.
I feel like that's crazy to know also. I'm
no, that's not front of mind. No.
No.
I know how old I was the first time, you know, I like, you know, you your first kiss and everything,
kiss.
But I
yeah.
can't be like, oh, that's the year I...
I know. I'm like, maybe, does he have a spreadsheet like Brittany from Salt Lake City? I don't know. CJ and Sierra. Oh, they talk for a little bit. They are both models with nurse moms.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
love
a little
that.
Connection there. Yeah. And then we have dinner, which was, it reminded me so much of, I'm like watching The Office with my stepson right now. It was so much like the dinner party from hell where Jan and Michael are dating and they invite people over to like the office over to their house. And it's just like so tense and awkward mm-hmm. that everyone wants to crawl out of their skin. And this mm-hmm. was like, kind of really felt like that with Kyle and Amanda. Felt like Jeff Lewis and Andy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what that did was, because it, up until this point in the episode, most of the Kyle and Amanda moments, and there had already been like probably 12 of them, you know, like really
yeah.
kind of cutaway things. It kind of felt like, oh, is this just the editor sort of like emphasizing things early on to sort of preview what's coming? And then like what happened at that dinner table, which clearly made everybody feel like some type of way, like
mm-hmm.
that's mm-hmm. objectively like what was going on. And like clearly there was this like overt tension
they're
and
not
like
okay.
kind of like passive aggressiveness. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like all is not well
yeah.
in the house of lover boy. Because yeah, even before the dinner scene, you know, it was like a lot of them talking about each other separately. You know, Amanda's in bed mm-hmm. talking to Sierra and it's like, oh, she's like, how are things with Kyle? And she's like, he just gets
yeah.
on my nerves and blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. You know, she talks about another DJ who doesn't drink and he's married with a kid and he like goes home and then is with his wife and he's, you know, but Kyle acts differently. You know, he mm-hmm. hangs out with fans. He hangs out with the owners. He goes out and he drinks. And then, you know, we have our pizza dinner from hell, which, mm-hmm. listen, I always kind of enjoy a Bravo dinner scene from hell. I think
I love a dinner from hell.
Are you kidding me? It's so good.
Oh, my five.
All we needed was a, hi, Allison Dubois, a psychic.
Oh, my God. Just somebody. Yeah. Somebody vaping. Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted her to come in and tell Amanda, he will never, he'll never emotionally fulfill you. Know that.
Know that.
She's like, I've been saying that for She's 5 years.
Know, right, right, right. She's like, no.
Yeah, I know. You're not a great psychic. Yeah. We all get it.
So at the dinner, we find out they're not wearing rings because Kyle lost his wedding ring. And yeah. Amanda is not wearing hers as a protest until he finds it.
That's the opener.
Yeah. It's like the whole, that could have been the whole dinner. Just the explaining of that. Like,
yeah.
And they didn't say how he lost it, right?
No, I don't think. Okay. Yeah. And he was like, I just, you know, we don't know how long it's been lost. We don't know how long they haven't been wearing their wedding rings. Although I will say that I've seen like Kyle, like on social media, he's wearing his wedding ring right now.
I've seen that as well. Yeah. I actually, I was at the Summer House premiere party last night. And I didn't even check about the ring. I should have checked.
Nice. Oh, how was the party?
It was really good. It was really nice. Yeah, they were, the vibes were high. I mean, it's like 10 years, you know?
That's a big deal.
A milestone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Kyle and Amanda seemed good. Like, they were chatting, and he kind of, he always kind of gets up and does a speech, and he, like, had a moment where he was like, into Amanda. And she was, like, wiping away tears because he had a really sweet moment. Yeah. He was just like, you know, I just want us both to be happy, like whatever that looks like. It was kind of nice. I don't know. It felt genuine.
Yeah.
Like, I believe they're in a good space, and like there's probably like some annoyance there and stuff like that. But like, and again, I don't know how long it took for them to get to this place, or if it like currently in you know, in February 2026, like I don't know how low it's gonna go and what we're gonna see. But right now they seem genuinely like
they're in
good.
A better place because they're not, you know,
filming and together. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Stay together. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sometimes I'm like, it's tough with these like Bravo relationships because it's almost like your job is being married and you're like, well, I can't, I'm like going to lose my partner and my job if we break up. And so it's like, it's just so much pressure. I imagine that pressure being off is like, oh my God. Like,
yeah. Absolutely. Who am I going to share this house with? There's only 20 other people who live here, and I just met all of them.
Yeah. And like, I think for a while, I just figured that like a lot of their issues were just like so accentuated by filming in the summer and just like by the lifestyle that like they had to kind of adopt every weekend for 10 weeks. Like, and then sort of outside of that, I think it actually was much better. But then I just think this whole DJ venture threw everything on its head, I think. And just like,
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. It's hard when your brand is partying. It's probably how like Spuds McKenzie felt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Spuds McKenzie. Remember that commercial from 1981? Okay. So then they kind of try to deflect and they like talk to the new girls.
They're like, tell us a happy story.
Right.
And Levi just got out of a 12-year relationship. She'd been dating a guy since
2 years before.
Bailey.
Oh, that was Bailey 2 years. Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
It makes sense for us to mix up the new girls, I think,
I still
don't really know. Yeah, exactly.
I'll call her
and there's going to be more. And there are going to be more new ones.
I know. Just because we were doing the recap today, I like just said out loud, like, Bailey, Levi, Ben.
Bailey, Ben.
So then we get into Bailey, who is more upset about the breakup she had 2 years ago than Levi is about her recent 12-year relationship ending.
Right.
She's like, he cheated on me and broke up with me at a Sweetgreen. And I was like, he cheated on her in a Sweetgreen?
Like, and everyone's like, at a Sweetgreen? Like, everyone... Also, it is funny, like, all of the story, everything everyone's talking about is breaking up, you know, when Amanda and Kyle are like,
I know,
lost their wedding ring.
Oh, let's follow the subtext and like talk about Ray, exactly.
Improv, yes, and.
Mm-hmm. But I love that. So it's like, I feel like it's indicative of someone who doesn't have a filter. So she's just picking up on kind of the unconscious vibes of the room and like her most painful dumping story ever comes out. And
at a Sweetgreen. Yes, it was a great story. She's like, and I had already ordered him a salmon salad. And Kyle's like, oh, the salmon is one of the more expensive items on the menu.
And what, she threw it at him or something? It dropped on the
She's
ground.
She's like, there was
spilled.
Salad going everywhere.
Yeah, it was I remember it flying. And he had all of his suitcases packed outside. And I was like, but you didn't pass them when you walked
out. His suitcases were sitting outside of a suitcase?
Yeah, that's my question. Where nobody was watching those suitcases in New York City?
In New York?
Yeah. This is crazy. Like all these, everything he's ever owned in the house that they shared together was in suitcases out front of a Sweetgreens.
Very. Yep. I need more details. I need more details.
Yes.
And we got a lot already.
We did because someone, who was it that even asked at dinner, like, which location?
Right. I don't know what location it was, honestly.
Where you can just leave your all of your belongings and go break up with somebody.
Right. Oh, my God. So funny.
I want to see that reenacted.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Like a docu-crime series.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes.
So then we get back into the tense bickering. Kyle's talking about how fulfilling DJing is, and the other like kind of two conversations start going, like the Amanda side and the Kyle side, and Amanda's, and they're like, "How did you even get into that?" And Amanda's like, "Oh, I want to start my own business, so Kyle became a DJ to spite me." And then the editors pull a clip of him literally doing that on TV, being like, she wants a business. Well, how about this? I want a DJ.
Yeah. What if I was just a DJ? He just did.
Yeah. I think with, you're just reminded, and like that whole fight was like, I think over Loverboy essentially. And like, Loverboy is like his true love. Like his bit, like not even just Loverboy. I think like he basically like chose DJing essentially like over her, like the lifestyle. And I think that like him, for him, like, his businesses and making money and just like being like entrepreneurial, like that is, I feel like he's always cared the most about that in his life. And like, that's just how, he's just one of those people, you know? And I think that he doesn't know how to like channel that or like curtail that. Turn it off.
Amanda's and never been that way, you know?
No, and that's not what fuels Amanda.
Not
exactly.
We've seen her.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is. I think there are probably things that she can be doing, and it sounds like she might be doing those soon in terms of like things that would sort of be passionate about,
right?
The swimsuit line and sort of like building
not
that
Beverly
out.
Beach.
I think it's I think it's just like Amanda Batool Swim or something like that with South Moon Under or something like that, I want to say. Anyway, so I just think that like that is,
yes,
that's his baby, you know? And so it's not surprising that this was the,
right,
you know.
But I guess it's like, and I think that's why, like, as we get into later, it's like the internet, I guess, like takes her side so much. Is she's been like, I mean, it's clear who he is from his actions, but he has been like, I think that at some point I will want different things, and it's just like he just doesn't like he just wants to be successful, and his brand is kind of like, you know,
he's
partying,
lover boy,
so he has
yeah,
to do
she's
that
like
too.
You know, she wants a lover man now, and he'll always just be a lover boy.
Wow, well, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Although if they make lover man ciders, that's another business idea.
Oh, there we go.
Kyle, if you're listening.
She won't do the graphics for it, though.
No.
And so then Kyle gets mad that he's having like his own separate conversation and that his wife isn't listening to him. Mm-hmm. And then Amanda's like, oh, you're right. I'm so jealous. Jealousy's seeping from my pores. And he's like, that's not what I said. I said you weren't listening. I was like,
Yeah. Oh, my God. I loved it, though. Even when they were on their way to the Hamptons, like in the car, he's like, I feel like you don't listen to me. And she's like, what? Who? Who?
Right.
That classic bit.
He says there's only so much Netflix and chill I can do before I go crazy. And then Amanda's like, well, the new girls love to dance, which is perfect because Kyle loves playing music for no one. Just very, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Yeah, they're very Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor right now.
Yes.
Minus any of the jewels, because they aren't wearing any.
No Taj Mahal necklace, no.
Mm-mm.
So then everyone kind of like assesses. We get the Bedbugs crew in the beds with Jesse in the middle as Paige. And they were like, oh, we like the new girls. They're cool. They're a little weirded out by Bailey crying. But I'm like... Honestly, I think
I love when a girl opens with crying. I love it. Yeah. I think she's destined for stardom on Bravo for sure.
There we go. Yeah, I just like admire like being open right away and just like being game. Mm-hmm. I think it does bode well for her to like show that comfortability right off the bat. Totally.
Yes, she's undeniable on screen.
Yeah.
Yes, she has kind
but
of
I
like
also
a.
Think,
Sorry.
I also think that if I was Sierra Amanda, maybe I'd be like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
We're in tears already. Yeah.
You know? She's like,
I get it.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd be in a share house right now.
It's so special.
She's just very emotional from the Sweet Greens story she told everyone that happened 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. But delivering like a dramatic monologue like that on cue, it's like, that's nice.
That's a pro. She's a little Lindsay Hubbard. She was screaming at everybody, which I love.
Mm-hmm. We love.
So then the new girls are taking after the summer house girl tradition of having an incredibly messy room. They have a sleep bed and a clothes bed.
Yeah.
That was tough to see.
That was tough.
Summer House was like, when it first started, it was so famous for they always had like the cameras in everybody's rooms. And we used to just watch a lot of people having sex. And I was comfortable with that. But it makes me very anxious to see such filth in such a nice home.
And on the bed again. I'm like,
and not on the bed.
Yeah. Well, it's also just like, you have two beds.
Yeah.
And you're using one of them.
But you also have a closet.
That's true. And a dresser. And yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah. The floors are like clean,
not my style.
I'm sure. Yeah. Because they
for
just
me.
Cleaned them.
Yeah, they just got there. They just got there. I'm sure the cleaning crew had left that morning. Yeah, exactly.
They've all just met them and they're like, my things. My breakup.
That's good. It's good they're comfortable.
Yeah.
So then the next morning we meet Ben, who is an Australian model and former of The Bachelor, who met Amanda at her best friend's wedding in Italy when she was skinny dipping.
Mm-hmm. This was quite the story, too. I wasn't up there in terms of like Sweet Greens for me, but it was interesting. She's like, you know, so I guess it was Amanda went to Italy. She went to Italy for her best friend's. My best friend's wedding, and they were skinny dipping. It was Amanda, her best friend, and then
who's
Ben.
The bride?
Yeah, the bride, and I don't think the bride's husband was in there, right?
No, she said on Watch What Happens Live that it was them three in the pool, but Kyle and like the woman's husband were like by the pool, like they were there.
And Kyle was walking around playing a speaker really loud.
Yes, and she also said on Watch Happens Live she was wearing underwear. That's what Amanda said. So she wasn't. She clarified. She wasn't,
but he did see her boobs.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
But I feel like when in Rome, you know.
Yeah, when in Rome or maybe Capri. Off, you know? Maybe they were in Capri, as Jesse Lawley says from The Valley.
He loves to say that. Capri. He loves to say that. He's probably been once. Yes, exactly.
No, he went to Dorit's restaurant at the Buca di Beppo.
The Buca di Beppo
which is in
San
the Valley. So.
Oh, the Valley.
Yeah,
okay.
And he's like, oh, Capri, I know it well.
That's so funny.
Then Carl and Sierra have a good talk. They're both still single.
I would love to see them together, honestly. Is that weird? I don't know. They seemed like really comfortable.
I wouldn't personally, but okay. I think they have a nice friendship. They have a really nice friendship. Like, I feel like they have a really good connection and I like their friendship. But I feel like the past like three seasons, Carl has like sort of shot his shot.
Okay.
We lost Gibson. We lost him. I really fumbled it when I said that Carl and Sierra should get together.
He was furious.
He was very furious. He stormed out.
He pulled out his Wi-Fi device. He threw it on the ground and he started crackling, fizzling. He said, never. No, I liked what – the reason I don't think they should be together is what happened in the episode, which was Carl was like, in another time
in
and
another
like another
place, we'd be we're together.
And Sierra goes, ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, he's back.
He's back. Hi. Yeah.
Am I good?
You are good. Yes.
Sorry, my internet went out for 2 minutes, so I decided to restart.
Oh, no, that's so – yeah,
I don't
no,
know
it's
what,
fine.
I'm sorry.
You're totally fine.
Gosh,
I was like, he stormed off after I said that Sierra and Carl should be together.
I like Carl and Sierra's friendship a lot. They have a good connection. Like, I really believe that. I just feel like Carl has like shot his shot in like a half-assed kind of way with Sierra like three seasons in a row. And so I would just love if you, if they would just like accept that they're friends and like just, that's my vote. Cause I really like both of them and they have a nice connection. It was a nice moment. I just don't need them romantically, like, cause I wouldn't believe
it. And that's what Lauren just said too. And she was like, and then I remember, she's like, because what he said to Sierra, which was a little cringe, which was in another world, in another lifetime. And she was like, okay.
She laughed like you laugh at like a coworker when they're telling like a too
say
familiar
really
of a
awkward.
Joke.
Like, okay, boomer.
Oh, I was your age when I got a blowjob.
Exactly. So Carl talks a little bit about, they talk a little bit about Kyle and Amanda's relationship and how it's strained and about
also,
how Carl's friendship with Kyle is strained.
But we do learn that Carl is training for a marathon too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's like Kara Radziwill.
Yeah.
That's storyline.
Yeah. Another storyline that if Bethany was there, she wouldn't show up for.
Yeah.
So he says that he, because like Carl's sober and Kyle is DJing now, he doesn't really ever get a chance to see him unless he goes to the show, which is obviously like not, you know, Carl's probably favorite place to be like at a nightclub where everyone's drinking.
And it starts so late, like his shows start really, really late. Yeah.
And then he was like, the other day on a Thursday night, Kyle was DJing at Penn State. And they were like, that's dark.
Whoa, not Penn State.
I understood like the, what the, I guess the implication was, obviously. But like, it's also like he announces all his, he goes on tour, he announces the dates, he announces where he's going. So it's sort of like, we know he tours in places like this, which is, you know, overall, yes, I'm like, it's a little... whatever, but I'm like, why specifically this Penn State thing?
Penn State was so specific.
Of the crime, like,
he's doing college gigs. You know, we know a lot of comedians that do the college circuit,
and that pays bank.
It pays bank. I don't think Meredith Marks or Dorinda have done Penn State, but we're gonna try to figure that out. We did just see Meredith Marks DJ last week.
Oh, fun!
She was here.
So fun.
She was at and Kyle is coming to Dallas, I think, like in next week or something. He's going to be at a sushi restaurant.
Komodo.
Komodo. Oh.
Wait, he's DJing at a sushi restaurant?
Oh, okay.
He sure is.
I like the beat.
You know how when you're eating your sushi and then a DJ shows
and
up? And
you're
like,
listen, it's no Penn State, but this California roll.
Period.
At 2 a.m., it really hits.
But yeah, he's a hustler. You know, like he just
totally
grinds. So then we go to the party. It's a world fair themed party.
County fair, right?
County fair.
Yeah, because
but then St. Louis is where the World's Fair was.
Don't tell that to West.
It's a little bit of like overlap, I feel like, with like the premiere episode of The Valley, which was also a county fair. I was like, we could do a world's fair, and then it's a
that's
little
true.
Bit.
I know. We do one more county fair. It's one more county fair on Bravo. It's getting in the, you know, in the flapper party 1920s.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
This is no more after this.
No more after this.
They have like a white Russian cow machine.
That was crazy.
And then you just see like Wes like pouring like jugs of milk into this.
Yes,
because I'm also like, how is it staying cool? Is it supposed to, like, is it warm?
And everyone's like, this is the best thing ever to have on a hot July day. It looked like so disgusting. But they did also have like real animals. They had like a little petting zoo, which Sarah said was West trying to apologize to her. She said,
funny.
Oh, these animals are for me. Yeah, and they had
little... it probably worked a little bit, you know?
It did. They had the little donkey, the little donkey named Daffy. You can also call it an ass, but enough about Kyle.
Hi-yo!
Hey!
Yeah.
No, I think that's so much of, like, the breakdown between West and Sierra is he, like, it's not just that, like, he didn't like her or whatever. It's like she felt like he wasn't treating her with respect.
Yeah,
like, I
absolutely.
I think that's why people were mad. So now he's trying to show I respect you.
Yeah,
here
are the animals.
Like, it resulted in a really pulled back West last year in a way that, like, wasn't as fun. Like, I really like West and he's, like, such a star. And I'm glad that, like, he's coming in having realized that and, like, done some of the work to really, like, understand where Sierra's coming from I think, in a genuine way. And now it's like he's back sort of being his vivacious sort of like, you know, party boy self,
party boy.
Which I find really fun to watch, honestly. But I like that he's like has this sort of another level of like just, I don't know, like understanding.
He's done the work. Mm-hmm. He's done the work. And now we can watch him party and not seethe with anger that he's treating Sierra like shit.
Our girl.
Yeah, our girl. And she likes Daffy. We all do. Mm-hmm. Did you also notice, like, at one point, like, the donkey was just roaming around, like, not in the pen.
During the Jesse and Wes sit down, he was just, like, walking around.
He's like, hi, Daffy, come here. And the donkey she doesn't know her name. Away. Yeah. She's like, No. And he's like, another girl won't answer me.
She's like, I'm a bed bug, boys. I'm a bed bug.
Yeah, I'm going to bed. I'm gonna put my hooves on the bed.
Right. Standing up. That's how they sleep. So then Kyle and Carl have a little come to Jesus about the DJ thing and his marriage. Carl says, like, and I'm glad they left this in. They're like, Amanda seems so much happier and healthier than she has before, because she really does. Like, other than the marriage thing, it's like, you know, we've seen her in the past, like, like struggling with her health or like seeming really depressed and low energy. And she does seem emotionally,
I agree,
a lot better.
Yeah, and she's talked, and I have appreciated it. She's talked a lot about being on medication and taking antidepressant. Not saying everybody needs to be on an antidepressant. I personally love it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's also just good to see somebody talk about it in a positive way, like destigmatize it. I always am very, I love that. I love to see that. And she's like, I feel so much better. I'm glad that I did that. Mm-hmm. It's important to take care of your brain health, you know?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then Carl's like, but are you guys happy together?
It is so funny, like, the dichotomy of the two of them, because Carl's like stone cold sober. And at this point, I don't know how many milks that Kyle's had.
Not milk.
Milky lover boys he's had got milk. But he, I texted you, Lauren. I was like, okay, I kind of had walked away from my TV for a little bit when they were speaking to each other. And like the way Kyle was slurring for a second, I was like, oh my God, he sounds like Dorinda. Like, smear some lipstick and we're in Cartagena.
Mm. Yeah. That's always his kind of slur.
The Kyle slur.
Way. Yeah. Day drunk.
Yeah. You know, first party of the summer, but I will say it felt like an interesting time to have that conversation. Like, I was just like,
They were still in the middle of the party. They didn't even like walk like to the pool. They weren't even sitting by the pool.
Yeah.
By the cow.
He's posted up by the cow.
Right. Perfect place.
Yeah.
Farmer
so let's
therapy.
Talk about your marriage. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Not good. It's not going well.
But okay. Yeah.
And then especially Carl is really kind of putting the screws to him, too. He's like, I think you're happy when you press play because you like attention. And Kyle's like, I need to milk the cow again.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. He's like, attention, fun. Amanda, not fun.
Uh-huh. Literally.
And then Sierra and Amanda talk about the marriage as well. Sierra talks about like how she couldn't, you know, do you ever think about like what Kyle would be like as a dad? And that she's asked her mom about her dad, who she's kind of estranged from. Mm-hmm. And her mom was like, well, I assumed that your dad would be like my dad would be present and around, but you don't really like know.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, is there anybody like happier about this divorce than probably Amanda Petula's dad?
Oh my God.
So much.
I hope that we get
his investment.
I hope we get some scenes with her parents at some point this season.
Yeah. Whenever, seriously, like whenever he'd be on screen with Kyle, I'd be like, oh my God, it's going to turn into an episode of The Sopranos really quick. We're out in Jersey and I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, there's some tension there. Absolutely.
There's a lot of tension.
And he's like so tall. He's like looming over him.
Yeah. But there would just be like, but even Kyle like broke that man down. He would just be like this whenever Kyle would talk about lover boy. Memories.
So then then Amanda talks about, and I thought that this was really breaking the fourth wall in a like a great way, because it was so honest. It was like, the internet is rooting for my divorce, so I don't know if I want to get divorced because I do or because the internet does.
Because everybody wants me to, because the internet wants me to get divorced. And I'm like, oh wow,
that is crazy. That is like a uniquely reality star problem that like I've never even thought about how
I never thought about
that's
it
something
that
you'd
way.
Have to deal with.
Yeah. And it's like, do you put that under irreconcilable differences if the whole if you're getting divorced because the internet told you to?
Yeah. I don't. That's where I really don't envy their position, where it's just like.
In a subreddit.
It's impossible to like untangle all that stuff. It's like the stuff you see on the show that you weren't privy to before, the fan reaction to what they're seeing on the show, your actual feelings, what Kyle's actually done versus what like they're squashing on page six because he said it didn't happen. It's like there's all this stuff. But I guess like at a certain point, like the noise just becomes so loud that like it's impossible to ignore. And also like I guess replace all the fans telling her that with like, let's say it was just like all your friends telling you that. Mm-hmm. Like at a certain point when so many people have that one opinion about your relationship, like the like you gotta you gotta look in the mirror, you know? And she finally is.
Yeah.
Facing the man in the mirror.
The Amanda in the mirror.
The Amanda in the mirror. Very good.
So then, and then I think we missed this, but that another rumor the day before came out about Kyle cheating.
Rumors in the nest. And this was interesting too, because like Amanda's like, listen, that would have made me seethe before and I would have lost my mind. And now she's like, basically,
another
like, whatever.
It's just,
name them. Whatever. Right. Yeah. Right. She's like, this is so old hat at this point. Like it's, you know, she's like, you know, I do like that. She's also like, we just got to keep it moving. I can't get mad every single time he does this.
Yeah. It would be redundant in the plot. People would get bored. But you know, who knows if it's even true, you know, like with cheating rumor, it's all like blind items, but it just happens so frequently. And it's like, of course you would get emotional every time. But if it happens that often, at some point you're like, okay, sure.
Yeah, at a certain point, like you have to stop investigating it. Stop it.
Yeah. See, even, you know, and we've seen what Kyle looks like at like 5 a.m. intoxicated. And I don't even know if he's cheating or he's walking around with a bag of chips. Yelling at the
chips. Talking to himself. Yeah, listening to Hans Zimmer.
Passing out with the chips.
So then everybody starts jumping in the pool and Amanda.
Jesse's wearing Skims.
Jesse's wearing Skims.
And he looks good for Skims.
He looks very good. You know what? I'll say this about Skims. Not sponsored. Call us Skims. Call us Skims. great undergarments.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
They're actually amazing.
They're amazing. I have a lot of Skims.
Hey.
I would settle for Yummy Tummy even if Heather's watch Bethany brand. Any of them.
Skinny Girl Jeans. I don't know.
Oh, and then speaking of like just yet another way they broke the fourth wall is that our friend Farai, he was like in the party scene and he said they kind of like keep everyone in a holding cell, bring them in and then push them all out. And they just showed them like
that's what they did with the animals, too.
The animals, too. Yep. Get the human.
The push them, and then they're like, okay, Jeffy, you can go now.
Call your Uber. Yeah, call your
New York
Uber
City
girl.
Influencers, you can go out now.
That's so much funnier than trying to create the illusion like, oh, these are all their friends. Oh,
they're all my friends.
Yeah. Call time's over. Yeah exactly.
Call time's over. Yeah. Get your check.
Also, shout out Farai. We love you.
Yes. I kept pausing it to try to find him, but I gotta go back. I was trying to get it watched by this recording. Okay, so they all jump in and Amanda jumps in. I couldn't fully see the boob situation. Was she completely topless?
No, she was. This was what was very funny. She was wearing a bra. So
yeah,
she
like
jumps
a nude
in.
Bra.
Yeah, one, you'd think that she'd be, and I love Amanda, but I was like, you know, this would be a great opportunity for her to be wearing her own swimwear.
That's true.
Because, you know, she is also on a show called Summer House. This would be great for the advertising. But also, she jumps in with like, it's like a nude colored like bra. Mm-hmm. And then when she gets out, Kyle's like, you're topless. It's like, no. That was another time in Italy. This is not the time. That was a different thing.
Do you think that like that story being retold about how she met Ben was sort of like top of mind for him? And then like, drunk and then they actually
he
do
just
go
a little delayed reaction
he put them
or
together.
Almost like a triggered like just I tried it's funny there's a funny through line because we just had that story told and then they all jump in and she's being accused of being naked she's not don't know.
No, she's not naked at all. Like, no. She's like, yeah. I'm not topless, no. Kyle.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's why they brought in Ben. I'm really excited about this, like, kind of love triangle storyline. Someone who appreciates, like, this beautiful Australian man who wants to sweep Amanda off her feet.
And he understands the reality TV arts. He came from, the Australian Bachelor. Mm-hmm. He's highly trained. He knows what we need to see on camera. He knows exactly what to do and say. I like it. And he's a hottie.
But I don't know if they didn't ask him on this episode, at least that we saw, like, what his relationship status is. But, like, on social media, he has somebody. He has a girlfriend or something. Like, if you go to his Instagram, it's like pretty obvious. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like Andrea, you know, it's like he was in love with someone the whole time. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, he still has chemistry with people and is going to play the game. If they know they don't see that.
Yeah. I'll still make out with him. You know, Paige is like, I'll still make out with him. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We just Andrea can't date off the show because he has a girlfriend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're married now.
I was like, it wasn't their wedding in Italy.
No, I thought it was the first, but all these weddings in Italy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I should be so lucky. And then we see next on some kind of previews of things to come. Yeah.
Grandma party. Yeah, just for the girls, just for the girls, Sierra and
the prosthetics. Oh my gosh.
Know,
they got the team from the Vanderpump Rules.
They got the lemony skin. What was that movie with Jimmy? Jimmy, what am I talking? Jim Carrey, Lemony Snicket or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lemony Snicket. Uh-huh. That's an X team.
Or like the Gringotts.
Yes. Goblin. And then it seems like the big thing we're kind of building to, that we even got a clip of it at the beginning, it's kind of like a little switcheroo where we're like, oh, the season's going to be all about Kyle and Amanda's breakup. But really, it's about the bromance breakup, the Kyle and Carl breakup is going to be like kind of the climax and the centerpiece. They're going to get in potentially a yelling physical fight is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I went to this panel event for the cast like last week or something, just kind of talking about the show. Mm-hmm. And they said it's the biggest fight they've ever gotten between them.
Wow.
And I think it happens like towards the very end of the season. I think that's what they said. They said it's the biggest fight they've ever gotten in. Kyle and Carl.
But they were okay. Like when you went to the premiere party, everything was good.
Yeah.
Between
they seem really good to me. But also, I think they're good.
Ben the
Bachelor
there?
Ben was there. He looked good. Mm. He did look good. Yes.
Was Amanda topless?
Amanda was wearing a gorgeous like leopard print outfit because her and Sierra were left early to go to Watch What Happens Live, which was live after the show.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was, he looked good.
Would Kyle have considered her topless? Maybe.
You know what? Probably. She was literally wearing a coat. And
I know, a coat of many colors. She's like, I just got out of the musical, Joseph. He's like, put on some clothes. You're embarrassing me.
You should have talked to me about this first before you showed your neck. Yeah. I'm really excited about this season. I like last season was okay, and then the season before was amazing, and I think that this is gonna be peak Summer House, which is perfect because it's
I'm excited. I really am. I've always loved Summer House. I know it took you a long time to watch it, Lauren. It's like we had to start a literal podcast so I would get you to watch this. And that is what we first covered with Summer House. I think it's phenomenal. I mean, I think it's like, you know, definitely has its like seasons that are not nearly as good. But I think it's given us some of the great Bravo stars. We have Lindsay. It gave us Paige. I think Kyle is he's undeniable on screen. Yeah. Sierra. Yeah. They're all so good. I do wonder if this is kind of like, did it feel like their kind of last hurrah, like the OGs of it? Because we're also getting The City now, you know?
I think my hunch, and they haven't said this, but my hunch is that like Amanda, Kyle, Lindsay are going to kind of graduate into The City and they're not going to be full. My guess is they won't be full-time cast members on Summer House next season.
Yes.
I could see them still like popping in for a party or a weekend or something, but I don't see them being, I think this is a transition. Sort of go out with a bang. We still have this sort of next class of people that are more than capable of like kind of carrying the baton, which are West, Jesse, Sierra,
Bailey,
And I think the new people, they bring in six people this season.
It's crazy.
I think that to me signals that like they need some of these people to stick. And so hopefully, because when they bring in two and they're both unsuccessful, then it's like, all right, back to the drawing board. So I think they have to bring in six to be like, all right, hopefully two of these six people or three of these six
somebody's
people
somebody's
got to
work
connect.
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, but it did feel like this might be their last kind of like in this capacity, you know, because it's like, you know, it's like we can't watch like 11 seasons of Sheena Shea holding, trays at.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
I wish that she still would be there.
This is happening at the perfect time because like the premise of the show, like the actual talent that we've all fell in love with and we've done such a good job of like building them up over the years, their actual like realities are kind of, there's sort of a growing tension between that and the premise of the show. And Vanderpump Rules did not do the valley early enough. Well, they were gonna do it earlier, and then it didn't happen. So they sort of torpedoed themselves, and they can't do that here because also on Bravo, it's like it is so hard for them to get people to care about new people, and like Summer House like was the little engine that could for so long, and all of a sudden people care really deeply about these core people, and so like they can't lose that. They know they have to like coddle that and make sure there's a landing place for them in the city. So I think that That's how I envision it. And I think that it's kind of happening at the perfect time.
Yeah. And really, especially with like Lindsay, it's like she's a mom. So it would be weird if she was still full time, like every weekend she's like.
And also she'd be criticized for it, you know?
You know what I'd give to see Lindsay come back on screen and just yell at Everett? Anything. I'd give up everything. Yeah. The way that she would scream at Everett and call him Everett, she'd be like, Everett! Everett! And she's like, he's in the military.
Hopefully some of her like ex-boyfriends will come into the PR agency so we can have a hub house. Iconic catchphrases in there. Yes.
Even like when like a season isn't great, like last season, she was still such a star. The way that Carl found out she was pregnant was getting to the house and seeing her sonogram over the mantle. I was like, this woman doesn't even have to be on screen. That's the other thing
that they said about her at the panel thing that I went to was like, she's not there every weekend, but when she comes in and she senses something like in the air, she's like, let's fucking talk about it. So she's doing her job and
she's so good.
So yeah, I expect a lot from her in that regard.
She never disappoints.
She always pulls through.
One thing
so
about
much.
Lindsay Hubbard, she pulls through. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you pulled through for us doing this interview on our little podcast. We were just so excited to have you, Gibson. You're such a great guest. Tell our students where they can find you.
Our students. You can find me. My podcast is called Gabbing with Gib. I do it at least twice a week wherever you get this great show. And you can follow me on any social media at Gibsonoma. And yeah, thanks so much for having me. This was so much fun. And I'm so happy to be back in Summer House time.
Oh my gosh.
It really is the bomb. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also I will have to say you have to follow Gibson on like TikTok and everything. You do amazing like lip syncs.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I've been like last year I just like had to force myself to really lean into the TikTok of it all.
They're hard to do. It's not
my sort of natural habitat, but I try.
Well, we love it.
You're doing great work. I'm glad. That makes me happy.
Yeah. Unlike Kyle's DJ side hustle, that yours is your lip sync career is something I like.
I'd
it doesn't
go to
keep
a sushi
me out
restaurant.
Late. It keeps me inside, actually.
I would, but you know what? I'd go watch you at a sushi restaurant do that.
100%.
I just do a live show and it's just me standing on the table at a sushi restaurant with my phone on a window. We're just doing TikToks.
You and Oliver Sims. Listen, we could just watch
performance
you guys lip sync.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. That's high art. The artist is present.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
It's like drag without drag.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good. Bravo Breakdown.